passed along to you a letter that is from, it's dated October 20th. It concerns ASBS's Areas of Special Biological Significance. It's from the letterhead says the Ocean Conservancy, Surf Rider Foundation, Defenders of Wildlife, Orange County Coast Keeper, Heal the Bay, Coast Action Group, San Diego Bay Keeper, and there are numerous folks in the signature blocks representing those organizations. And I just, not to go into the details of the letter at this point, but I did want to point out that just a reminder that the board directed us to come back to you with information regarding the nuances of areas of special biological significance. Can new ones be created? What differences in authority is there as far as regional board authority with regard to areas of special biological significance versus other types of protected areas? And we are working on that response. We have a draft response well underway, and we plan to provide that for you at the December board meeting. And since we had this letter for you, I thought I'd better let you know that that wasn't the end of the story. And was there anything else? That's it, unless there are other questions. My time's up.
Your time's up. That's good. Any comments from you fellows that are on the phone?
None here.
No, not here. No, thanks.
Well, before you drop off, I would just like to say this is probably going to be my last board meeting, and I'd just like to thank all of you and your support and working together with all these great board members. I think we've had an exceptional good board the last several years, and I've enjoyed working with all of you. I've enjoyed working with Roger and all the staff and how supportive you've been. And it's kind of appropriate, I guess, that Brad and I leave at the same time. Is that some sign?
You're leaving, Russ. I'm going too.
Yeah. But I just wanted to say thank you very much for all your time and effort, for all answering all the questions, and for us bugging you and all those kind of things, and bearing with us. So lots of luck to all you guys that are out of town. Thanks for hanging in there today. And look forward to seeing you somewhere down the road.
I can't let this pass. I have to say that I want to thank you for all your years of looking out for water quality and helping me particularly get onto the board and get up to speed and, you know, for all the things you've done. So I really think it's been a great run, and I'm sorry to lose you yet again.
And I'd like to echo that myself. This is Les Bowker here.
Yeah, this is Daniel Press. I don't know if it's your last meeting or not, Russ. I don't know if this is my last meeting or not. Either. Just in case, let me echo what Russ said. I haven't been on the board anything like the time that Russ was, but it certainly has taught me a lot, and it allows me to go back to my students and not only with great stories to help illustrate how environmental policy and regulation works in the real world, but also to, I think, to affirm to them that there are great, great people who work in public agencies, and that they have not only meaningful careers, but their contributions are really important, and it really. Is a great refreshing antidote to what we hear a lot about how poor government agencies can be, which is really, I think, a very bad misrepresentation. So my admiration goes to the staff and to Roger and Brad and Lori and to the board members who seem to pick out so much detail out of such a huge volume. It's really impressive. Anyway, so thank you very much for all the learning that I've been able to have.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman,
yeah.
we had a plaque for Brad, and the reason we don't have a plaque for Dr. Presson, for you is...
I wanted more room on my walls.
Well, number one, we thought it would be hard to shove through the telephone line. But more importantly, we are hopeful that you will, in fact, be reappointed. So we're hopeful that this is not your last board meeting. And I think there's you have until November 28th or thereabouts, 29th.
Well, actually, it's 30th is the last thing.
60 days from September 30th.
Anyway, right around there.
Days. Oh, yeah. 29.
So hopefully these nice words can all be said 4 years down the road.
Yeah.
Right.
I would like to point out one person that really doesn't really get recognized, and that's Carol. And I just want to say, you know, because she babysits all of us board members, really.
Right.
And she, you know, schedules us at hotels and flights and meetings and so forth and make sure that we're at the right place at the right time. So I just want to say a special thank you to Carol.
It's been a pleasure.
Yes, indeed.
Okay. Any board members have any other items that they want to bring up? The only thing I want to mention is I hope the board will continue to look at Arana Gulch area, and that's a very sensitive area, and Mr. Daniels and I both have visited that with Roger, and you've seen the slides. It's a very sensitive area, very important to Santa Cruz and especially the Monterey Marine Sanctuary. So I hope that we'll continue to look at that. If there is nothing else, the next regular scheduled board meeting is December 2nd and 3rd here in San Luis Obispo. And if there's no further business, this meeting is adjourned.
Thank you, Russ.
Thank you, Russ.
Thanks,
bye,
guys.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
We'll be in touch. Bye.